Traveling west on Highway 412 toward Taneytown. On your right will be Harbor Meadows, a planned residential and business community complete with fountains and tree-lined streets. Across the street, on your left, hidden behind a deserted gas station and other industrial buildings, you'll find the unmarked yellow brick building that is the Springdale Treatment Center. I enter through the glass doors on a quiet afternoon to find rows of empty black chairs. But at 5:45 a.m., those chairs were filled with patients waiting to get their doses of methadone. This corporately owned methadone treatment center has been in Springdale since 2007, though many don't know it exists. I certainly didn't. Since its opening, the center has seen over 800 patients pass through its doors. Methadone was developed in the late 1930s in Germany as an analgesic. After traveling to the United States in the 1960s, its properties for treating opiate addiction were discovered. Today, it is used for the treatment of addiction to heroin and prescription painkillers like Dilaudid and OxyContin. If truly addicted to these drugs, withdrawal is so terrible that many users use their drugs again or risk death. Connie Phillips is the program director here at the Springdale Treatment Center. She says a potential patient must be going through withdrawal in order to be considered for treatment.
Sweating, they sweat profusely, they can't sleep at night, very achy legs, and they jerk, really bad back pain, neck pain, just all over. They just hurt all over. A lot of times they're throwing up, sick to their stomach, diarrhea, the flu times 10.
Symptoms are so severe that many are terrified to come off their drugs. That's where methadone comes in. It can take 1 year on methadone for a patient to stabilize physically, emotionally, and mentally. If a potential patient doesn't have it bad, the center will refer them to a 12-step program or residential treatment facility. Methadone is a long-acting pharmaceutical and can also be addictive. If someone has a chance to come off his or her drug without it, that is always the best bet. Many patients here have been on methadone for over 2 years. Some will be coming here for life. But that typically isn't the case.
And that's always our goal, is to be able to eventually get everyone off of methadone and to detox them very slowly. At the same time, they're starting to get new friends and new places to go, get jobs. A lot of people come here and they don't have a job, and within a week or two, they're able to go out and work again.
The center currently has about 210 patients. Many come in every day to receive their daily dose. There are four phases of treatment. The first, phase one, patients are required to take a weekly drug test to ensure that they aren't still using. Treatment is more than just a dose. There are five counselors staffed here, and patients are required to meet with them, in addition to attending group sessions. After a 90-day period, if someone is doing well, they can phase up and come in perhaps every 4 days and take home some doses. To take them home, the doses are placed in a locked bag for transport and must be kept locked when they reach their homes. Just as the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, regulates the center, it conducts callbacks to regulate take-homes. A patient has 24 hours to bring in their doses for a check to make sure they have the quantity they should have and that the seals on the liquid doses have not been tampered with. Two pharmacists come in 2 nights a week to portion out the doses, and two full-time licensed practical nurses, or LPNs, pass them out to patients each and every day from 5:45 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., and again from noon to 1 o'clock, from inside the med room and through one of two dosing windows. Though I'm not allowed inside, Phillips opens the door to the med room using one key from a ring that holds many.
I can find the right. I'm getting too many keys to keep up with here. But this is where the nurses are, and of course we're highly monitored. We have cameras everywhere. I can watch everything that's going on here. We keep all the medicine locked up in a safe, and the money in a safe, and we're highly regulated by the DEA and the state of Arkansas for treatment centers, and CARF, the national accreditation.
Methadone is also regulated under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Many patients are referred by other agencies such as hospitals or mental health professionals. Some, a parole or probation officer. But most come through word of mouth.
People see their friends who used to be opiate addicts getting clean. and doing really well. And they spread the word, and they'll tell them, hey, you need to go to the methadone clinic. And so by far, I think most of our people are referred by other people or somebody they knew that went here.
That is how one patient, Corey, he declined to give his last name, came to the treatment center 2 years ago.
He kind of filled us in on what happens here. And, you know, like I said, I was kind of afraid to come here at first. I didn't know. Honestly, I wasn't afraid of coming here. I was afraid of, I guess, leaving the addiction, afraid of being sick, if it would make me sick to come here. Or I didn't know really much about methadone or methadone treatment, anything like that. So,
like many opiate users of the day, Corey's addiction began with an injury. He was successful, working two jobs when he hurt his back.
When I first started doing pills, I had back problems, and I got prescribed to just hydrocodones. And then I moved on to something bigger and better and started taking them the wrong way, the way you're not supposed to take them. I was snorting them, and I was taking oxycodone, 30s, 15s, anything really I could get my hands on.
Corey hit rock bottom, stealing from his mother to pay for drugs, neglecting his girlfriend at the time, now his wife, and their newborn baby. Drug tests at the center cost $12. And remember, patients must take one each week. And a daily dose is $14. In total, it is about a $110 weekly expense to be a methadone patient. The center does not take insurance, though some companies will reimburse their clients. But compared to the $200 to $300 a day Corey was spending on the street to get pills, it's a bargain. He isn't trading one addiction for another. Methadone users don't get high and are allowed to drive, work, care for their families, anything everyone else is allowed to do, and patients cannot be discriminated against for their use. Methadone also acts as an opiate blocker, filling up the spot in the drug's receptors in the brain so that if a patient were to snort a pill of OxyContin or to take a hit of heroin, the drugs would have no effect on them. Without this methadone treatment center, Corey says he'd be in jail or dead. Without his now 5-year-old child and now another baby.
Looking back and seeing what all I was doing, I stole from my mom. I hit rock bottom, you know. That's really why I came through the front door, was I hit rock bottom and I wanted to get back up. Once you're up and hit rock bottom, you start to look back and you're like, man, I want this back. And, you know, finally I'm there. You know, I got it back. And it's good. It's really good.
The center keeps pictures in their computer of patients on their first day here. It pops up every time they come in. Corey wishes they'd change his. He was just 140 pounds, way too skinny for his tall frame, his face covered in sores. Now he looks healthy. And though he didn't say his current weight, he says he's getting fat. He has a different group of friends and is happy to work every day and raise his young family. He looks forward to the day when he will be free from methadone as well. Though, as Connie Phillips says, it will be a long road to freedom.
This will be with them for the rest of their life, because their brain has been changed. It's been altered. And there are times when, something might trigger a craving or a desire or, a death in the family sometimes. So we try to work on coping skills so they can learn how to cope with life.
One of Phillips' main concerns with the center is getting the word out about the good work they do in the community and the truth about methadone treatment. Though a light painkiller, it is not a serious help with pain. If a methadone patient breaks their leg and heads to the ER, they are not drug-seeking. They are in pain like any other human. Also, if someone were to become pregnant while addicted to an opiate, methadone treatment is their best bet for a successful pregnancy and a healthy baby. To quit something cold turkey could kill the baby, and the effects of methadone on a child are significantly less than an alternative. In an effort to educate, the center welcomes counseling interns and student nurses. Phillips sees their community growing, and the center is expanding further into the building they occupy. New offices for more counselors will be available, in addition to a more private room for group sessions. By the end of this year, Phillips anticipates serving upwards of 300 patients. For more information, visit methadonetreatmentcenter.com and search for Springdale. This is Ozarks at Large.